Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess What They Said. Every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. On Fridays, we get you the audio of the day / week. I will compile a list of 5 audio cuts from various stars in sports, whether that be players, coaches, GMs, presidents, commissioners, whatever have you. If you're important enough that we know your name, sort of, you might be featured on Guess What They Said. I will get these cuts. I will present them to Bart, and he will guess what they said. A Bart Winkler Show exclusive and an Infinity Sports Network original. And of course, Bart, we are going to start with Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
What would we do if someone, ripped it off?
Cease and desist.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. But everything gets ripped off here.
Yeah.
Bill Simmons is probably going to do it in 2 weeks. Because, if Bart scratches his ass on air, 3 weeks later, Bill Simmons is going to scratch his ass on air. It's just kind of funny how those things work.
They do a parent corner. I don't know if they started that after Dad. I don't know.
I want to definitely say that Dad Corner was first. With the game on the line and quite possibly the season on the line, the Oklahoma City Thunder came through in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter of Game 4. They tied the series up. 111-104 is your final. SGA, your MVP, he delivered. He scored 15 of his final 35 points in the final 4.5 minutes. Oklahoma City capped a rally of 10-point second half deficit, and they sealed the win over the Pacers. Again, we are now at a best of 3 going forward, heading to Oklahoma City. I cannot wait for this game. I cannot wait for the Pacers to finally lose 2 in a row, which they have not done since March. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Bart, let's start here. Guess what they said. Let's go to the Pacers head coach, Rick Carlisle. I want you to guess what he said in about 20 seconds of audio on what he saw down the stretch in the loss. Guess what Rick Carlisle had to say.
Okay, Rick Carlisle, they didn't score at all. They got us out of our rhythm. We weren't able to close it out. Gildas Alexander was tremendous, and we couldn't do anything to stop him. But we got out of what makes us. We got out of Pacer basketball, and I don't know if it was thinking that we were going to get it done or if we got in our own heads. But we got out of the way that we need to be playing, and we'll have to be better in Game 5.
Their second shots were a big problem when you were unable to rebound. Yeah, it's hard to continue to play with pace and tempo. I haven't looked at the end of the game yet, so I don't have the blow-by-blow for you. But give them credit. They kept attacking, and their defense was great down the stretch.
No, I talked more about from the Pacers' perspective. He gave it more on the Thunder. And one of the problems, too, is I'm watching these games while doing a show. And so maybe, and it's been 2 hours, so I've got time to read up and look and see what people are saying. But had I been locked, truly locked in, then I maybe could have thought, oh, you know what? They didn't really get a lot of rebounds or, whatever. But that is tough for me. That is tough for me when we do these night of.
But it's always such good audio, which is
that a good enough excuse?
Sure, why not? You're 0-1, regardless of the excuse. Let's go to the other side, the winning head coach. Here's Mark Daigneault. I want you to guess what he had to say on what he saw from his team throughout the game. This is 15 seconds. Guess what Mark Daigneault had to say.
You know, they never gave up. We knew this was a game that we had to have. We didn't want to go down 3-1. We just kept fighting, kept pressuring, tried to play hard, got our rebounds. But just trying to make things happen, make plays happen, and, you know, take what they could give us, but then make things happen. And just that spirit that they've had all year and playing together.
We really hung in there in the third. I thought that was the key to the game because they really had the wind at their back. We had some deflating plays. It was an easy game to give up on, but we kept it within striking distance, 8-10, and then we're able to close in the fourth.
Sure. I also wasn't crazy about how that cut was cut. Kind of
what
tripped
there?
Off at the end there. Oh, I didn't actually make the cut.
No, I know.
I played it, but I didn't play the entirety of it. But you just look at the point against Spirit of the Clip Rule is what we're going to go with here.
You know what's a cut pet peeve of mine?
Please tell me, because I think it's the same one.
You think? What do you think I'm going to say?
And then we're able to close in the fourth.
That.
Oh, no, yeah, that.
That annoys me to no end.
But then, like, if he would have said, we were able to close in the fourth, so. Sometimes people end their sentence with so.
Oh, I don't like so.
And then they keep it. People will make cuts and they'll keep it in the cut. You got it. So maybe that's what. Maybe he gave you a so in there and then they tried to cut it and who knows? We're using other people's work, so.
Yeah.
I just did it.
So.
I didn't mean to.
So. All right. 1-1. So we go to the next cut. Here's cut number three.
My wife's gonna say, Bart, how is work? And I go, you won't believe this. We were talking about cuts and how they end with the word so. And then the next sentence I said, I ended it with so. How do you explain that to a person?
I think the only people who are entertained by this little back and forth are people who work in our industry or work in audio. Everyone else is like, what the hell are you talking about? Just play the damn thing. So
yeah, and interested might be a better word. I don't think anyone's entertained.
For sure. Let's go to Pascal Siakam. We heard from the coaches. Let's hear from some of the players here. I want you to guess what Pascal Siakam had to say on how the game four loss feels. This one is 14 seconds lost. Guess what he had to say.
It doesn't feel good. We don't like being in this position. We try not to be in this position. But it feels like we still have more time. You don't want to be letting down your home fans. They came out, supported us. Great crowd. But when we come back here, we want to give them more to celebrate.
Obviously, we wanted to win. I thought we played well enough for some stretches of the game to put ourselves in a position to win. But, yeah, unfortunately, it didn't happen. And yeah, like, I think every loss at this point is a disappointment.
Not your worst guess. I actually thought it was a valiant effort.
Yeah, I just see he mentions fans one time,
and then that's what killed you. He just didn't give you that follow through that I would have gone to give you the actual point. So 1-2, you're still in there. You need this one in order to stay in the game and force a fifth clip, which, as everybody knows who listens to the segment, I'm going to play anyway because that's what I do. I want you to guess what Chet Holmgren had to say on being switched on to Tyrese Halliburton multiple times down the stretch. This was one of OKC's defensive tactics. So, guess what Chet had to say. This was about 16 seconds long. Have at it.
It's challenging. He's tough. He's always moving. He's always creating. He's really good with the ball. You don't know where he's going, if he's passing or driving, and maybe step back and take the shot. So, you got to play maximum potential against this guy. He's one of the best in the game.
I feel like I got a good contest. He was still able to get it off, and, you know, he shoots a high arcing shot. So, like, the whole time it's in the air, you're just, you know, a lot's going through your mind. But, you know, I'm just glad we were able to get those stops and close out the game.
No.
I didn't think so either. I was also very like, okay, like, that, how was that a defensive breakdown, bro? You're just telling me what you're thinking about? Okay, he did an okay job on him, you know, at Halliburton. This is another one of those games where he just kind of, you know, fades into the background. And this is what happens when you get to chirp with your chest out in your head. When you pull up these kind of stinkers or just kind of mid-games, people are going to clown you. And maybe rightfully so, because you pump yourself up in your head. So good on OKC for getting this win, because I feel so much better about going into my weekend with some hate in my heart. Let's go to our last clip here. Oh, it is official. You lose 1-3. So let's just do this one for a morale boost. No more basketball. Let's go over to Sauce Gardner, cornerback for the Jets. I want you to guess what he had to say on wanting to be the highest paid at his position. This is 6 seconds long. Even though you lose the game, maybe we can get onto our Saturdays on the right foot. Guess what he had to say.
Who else is it going to be? I deserve it. Yeah, I'm the best, so pay me like the best.
I don't really want to get into the numbers, you know what I'm saying? I just want to play football. You know?
Oof, this is a rough one for you.
Well, I totally mischaracterized Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's making all that money from the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials that he was doing a couple years ago, and he doesn't really need it, but 1-4, a very rare, you know, miss of a performance for Bart Winkler, so you know what that means.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
And that's guess what they said.